This is Fresh Air. There were actually two Sonny Boy Williamsons, and both were blues harmonica players in the 1940s. One was killed, and the other went on to stardom. Rock and roll historian Ed Ward untangles this bizarre story and tells us about the life of the hard-drinking, hard-living bluesman who became the greater musician of the two.
There was an animal called a goat. He butted his way out of the Supreme Court, so let him go. Yes, and let him go. Because he butts so hard till they can't use him in our coat no more.
The Goat. That was one of Sonny Boy Williamson's nicknames. And if you've ever tried to deal with an obstinate goat, you've got a clue why Sonny Boy's friends called him that. He was so stubborn that he insisted that he was the original Sonny Boy Williamson. True, he was older than the other one. He was born sometime during the 1890s in rural Mississippi. But it was the younger, John Lee Williamson, who made his name in Chicago in the mid-30s and recorded as Sonny Boy Williamson on RCA's Bluebird label. One night, coming home from a club engagement with $40 in his pocket, John Lee Williamson was robbed and slashed to death in a Chicago alley, his story over at the age of 34. Down in the Mississippi Delta, the other Sonny Boy, whose real name might have been Willie Williams or Rice Miller, heard the news. He'd been using the name Sonny Boy because of his daily radio show, The King Biscuit Show, on KFFA from Helena, Arkansas, where he sold Sonny Boy Flour, a brand that still exists. He knew it was past time to act, so he got in touch with Lillian McMurray, whose Trumpet Records label was looking for talent. She dispatched a man with a portable recording unit, and here's what he got.
Your woman, I wish to God, man, that you could see mine. You talking about your woman, I wish to God that you could see mine. Every time the little girl starts to love me, she bring eyesight to the blind. Thought her daddy must have been a millionaire.
Trumpet didn't have the distribution to make Eyesight to the Blind a national hit, but blues fans in the South bought as many copies as they could get their hands on. Not long afterwards, Sonny Boy gave them another classic.
Ain't that a pity? People ain't got a crying shame. Ain't that a pity? I declare it's a crying shame. She waited till I got 9 below 0 and put me down for another man. I give her all my money.
Nobody had ever heard a harmonica played like that, not even by the first Sonny Boy. And once these records started getting played on the radio, Sonny Boy Williamson became even more of a star than his radio show had made him. Trumpet made enough money to improve its distribution and started 1952 with a top 10 rhythm and blues hit by another Mississippi Delta star, Elmore James. Sonny Boy sat in on harmonica.
I'm gonna get up in the morning.
By now, Sonny Boy knew that he had to do what John Lee Williamson had done, and in 1954, he moved north to Milwaukee. Chess Records, the unquestioned ruler of the Chicago blues scene, heard that Sonny Boy was living close by, and late in 1955, they recorded him.
Well, I'm going down the road and stopping Fannie Mae. Gonna tell Fannie what I heard. A boyfriend said, don't stop me talking. I'll tell everything I know. I'm gonna break up this single fight, cause somebody's got to go. Jack give his wife $2.
What was becoming evident was that besides a completely unique harmonica style, Sonny Boy was a very unusual songwriter. Very few of his trumpet records, and even fewer of the sides he did for Chess, fall back on the usual blues cliches, and sometimes he could be downright bizarre in his imagery.
It took me a long time to find out my mistake. It took me a long time to find out my mistake. It sure did, man. But I bet you my bottom dollar, I'm not finding no more fall for snakes.
In the early 60s, when he was 65, Sonny Boy was invited to join the American Folk Blues Festival, a show that toured Europe just as young people there were beginning to fall in love with blues. As he wiggled his tall, skinny body while coaxing unheard-of sounds from his harmonica, Sonny Boy won them over. And when the rest of the revue went back to the U.S., Sonny Boy stayed on in London, where youngsters who would soon become the Yardbirds and other British invasion groups fought each other to back him up. Those youngsters in England want to play the blues so bad, Sonny Boy remarked later. And you know, they play the blues so bad. Wearing a Savile Row suit and a derby, Sonny Boy returned to America in 1964 and resumed his King Biscuit broadcasts in Helena, Arkansas. People in the juke joints loved his clothes, but didn't believe him when he said he'd gotten them in England, and he didn't care. He knew his time wasn't long, and he died on May 26, 1965. In the end, he won. When you say Sonny Boy Williamson these days, nobody thinks of John Lee.
Ed Ward is co-author of Rock of Ages, The Rolling Stone History of Rock and Roll, and he writes for the Austin Chronicle. This is Fresh Air.